It's time for Around the Horn, a look at minor league baseball.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Walk-offs and wild pitches are a guarantee.
It's wild thing! Ah!
Because
chicks dig the long ball.
Now let's go Around the Horn.
Play ball!
All right, welcome back to the Sports Line. It is a flashback Friday, this portion of the show, brought to you by the good folks at Randolph College. randolphcollege.edu/teach-for-the-mat program, the Masters of Arts in Teaching program. If you've got a bachelor's degree and you're not thrilled with the direction your career is taking and you're thinking to yourself, I'd really love to teach. Randolph College has a great program. It runs August to August. There are a few, I believe there are still a few spots open in their August program. And again, it runs 1 year and it's fully accredited nationally. It's very affordable. And the best part is, why do you go to school to get a good job, right? And if you go through this program, Ed,
99% job placement rate.
99% of people have jobs by the time they get out.
99%. That's about as good as it gets.
randolphcollege.edu/teach. Get in on the fun. All right, right now we're going around the horn. And we're joined by Andrew Kalika of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Outfielder back from the DL. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes for us. And, you know, diving catch earlier in the season put you on the shelf for a while. But you're back. You doing all right?
Yeah, you know, it's on the DL for about 2.5-3 weeks. And it's nice to be back out on the field and being able to contribute with my team and help the Hillcats have some more success the second half of the season.
Tell us about the diving catch.
Yeah, you know, there's a ball taking me down the line, and thought I had a good read on it, and took me a little bit further into foul territory than I thought. Went for it, and went after it aggressively, and came into the fence a little harder than I hoped for. And but that's baseball. Happens sometimes.
How do you make sure you keep the mindset up? Do you change anything up, or do you still go all out and just understand there's a risk involved?
You know, I mean, there's always going to be some level of risk involved. You just have to find a good way to balance that aggressiveness and being smart about it at the same time. And, you know, I think the way you get better at it is just keep practicing at it. So that's the mission plan for me.
What about those walls, man? We see the highlights all the time of people going into them, and more often than not, they come away without serious injury. And obviously, you got banged up running into it, but you know, a couple weeks on the DL probably isn't the end of the world, right? I mean, it seems amazing to me that we don't see more serious injuries for guys running into walls.
You know what? It could have been worse, and I'm happy that it wasn't. But you know, it's. Yeah, those harder walls, I think it's something that you just got to have a feel for and get used to. It's nice that, I mean, at least we've got the home field, so we get to practice off the walls sometimes during practice and get more accustomed to them and used to them so that we know what to expect more in the games and so that it's not coming out of nowhere for us.
Do you ever practice going into a wall? Like, you know, when you realize you're going to hit a wall, figuring out the right way to hit it, is that something that you guys ever, I mean, it sounds crazy, but do you ever practice that?
I mean, actually hitting into the wall, you know, I mean, we practice anticipating being able to make the play, and, you know, it's going to happen. It's just about having a matter of feel of being as efficient as getting to the ball as you can when causing as less possible harm chance to yourself.
Andrew Kalika, outfielder Lynchburg Hillcats, with us here on the Sports Line. Just wrapped up a series in Wilmington last night with an unfortunate 6-5 loss. They begin a homestand this evening at 7:05 tonight, or continue with that. And then, of course, they're back home Sunday the 16th, Christmas in July, which is kind of an amusing promotion. Is there one that you kind of pay more attention to when you're a player and really get a kick out of, or look at the schedule and just gives you a chuckle?
You mean in terms of like the themes and the themes of the
yes.
the games?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have one in particular, but Christmas in July, I'm sure that's always a classic and fun one to get into with the crowd.
Andrew, we appreciate your time. It was fun catching up with you. Look forward to to seeing you back out there on the field. Good to have you back out there, and want to wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll catch up again. Thanks.
All right, thank you guys.
Andrew Kalika, outfielder for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Big game coming up tonight at 7:05, and of course, Family Fun Day on Sunday, Christmas in July. You know, that was a good question. I was kind of looking at going that way myself with the players, and for the most part, a lot of the promotions that go on, bobbleheads or whatever, but don't really affect the guys on the field. But sometimes, we do the different Meow Mondays or the Bark in the Park, and you're trying to play baseball, the dogs are running all around the stadium. I imagine some of those promotions, the players might catch up.
I mean, if it was you out there, you'd be really upset because the dogs are making noise and ruckus, and they might be getting on your lawn. I'd be distracted because I love dogs. I'll tell you the other one, Kids Day, where they have the Dare Day, where games usually start at like 11 o'clock on a weekday. I can't imagine what that's like for a player, all the cheering and the excitement from a bunch of like fifth graders.
Be great. Be great. It's what you play for, right?
For the kids?
Yeah, why not? Dennis Carter joins us now on the Sports Line, presented by Trio, a brick oven eatery right here on 221 in Forest. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Rich and Ed. How you guys doing?
We're well, man. We're well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Back from vacation?
Yeah. Stuck a few days in there. So, it's getting busy now, with the Commonwealth Games and high school football practice starting here towards the end of the month. So it's starting to kick back into gear, and before you know it, we're going to be talking high school football.
You you guys doing WSET blow out the budget coverage of the Big 5K tomorrow?
The 5K tomorrow?
Isn't it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, bright and early.
You going for live?
For the Commonwealth Games, Ed?
It is, yes. Rich has got ridiculous assessments on me. Just try a little harder and I'll win. That's basically paraphrasing his outlook on it.
All right, can I ask Dennis the question?
Go ahead.
Dennis.
Ed, did they move the 5K up this year a week? Because usually it's on the main game's weekend, correct?
No, it may have been in Roanoke on that. I know last year it was this weekend as well. It was the middle of July.
Okay, because I know we've got a lot of baseball. Baseball is starting tonight, and they had some batting practices over at Liberty today, and you've got All-Star Baseball tonight, all day tomorrow, and then the bronze and gold medal games on Sunday. And I think karate is going on tomorrow. So a lot of Commonwealth games this weekend, and then the big blowout weekend next weekend.
What about the 5K?
Now that you mentioned the 5K, we might have to adjust some plans and make sure we get that 5K, especially if Ed's running.
I'm thinking live blowout the budget coverage, WSET special edition. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Virginia.
We'll get Patty up and out there.
She'll be booing me out on the course. She'll be throwing debris, taking her frustration out on me. Probably won't be the only one that they figured out who I was, which isn't often hard to find.
She could do a little dual coverage on WIQO and certainly ABC 13. That'd be great. She'd love that.
It won't take a lot to blow out the budget, I can tell you that.
All right, so here's the question, Dennis. Ed was telling us yesterday that he finished fifth in a race and that, he thought that he might be able to win.
One day, not that particular race, and certainly not guaranteeing the Commonwealth Games 5K to be that weekend.
No one,
Rich is trying to box me into a little corner here.
Dude, I'm just saying if you finish fifth in a race, don't you think that you just run a little bit harder and you win the thing?
Yeah, so exactly, Rich. You know, if I just ran a little bit harder, maybe
just
I would have caught.
Come on, buckle down.
Yes, maybe if I ran a little bit harder, I would have caught the guy that beat me by like 3.5 minutes and is a star at Ole Miss. Oh, that's all it took.
I think Rich wants you to dig a little deeper.
That's all I'm asking, guys.
Coach Roth over here. Simplifying it. Vince Lombardi.
Just push it. Shave a couple seconds off each K. Right? That's all there is to it. I mean, if you're running 5K and you lose by 3 minutes, that's less than a minute a kilometer. I mean, come on, step it up.
Ed, do you have a goal in mind tomorrow? Position, but how about a time goal for tomorrow?
Well, Van Porter, the EC Glass, the great EC Glass track coach.
Yes.
Last year, Ed did 18:08, and he said he better be under 18, you know, otherwise he should find new training methods.
That's, you know, a little harsh because the course will be a little longer this year. It was a little miscalculated last year, just an accidental mistake, but I mean, everybody had to run the course anyway, so, you know, it does mess with the timing, though, the statistics when comparing last year to this year. If I got 18:07 this year, I'd be quite excited if that were the case. Rich, you missed what I just said. It would be a longer race. It would be 0.08 miles longer this year.
So it wasn't a 5K last year?
It was a little bit shorter than a 5K.
What was it called?
It was the Commonwealth Games 5K.
And what are you running in this year?
The Commonwealth Games 5K.
Okay, so I don't want to hear, I mean, come on. You know, tomato.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
You know, Dennis, am I right or am I wrong?
It was the 4.998K last year.
Okay.
Wasn't quite the 5K.
It's okay. Like these NASCAR races. You remember back at Talladega, it used to be like the Aaron's 499?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Dennis knows what I'm talking about. Rich, it's over his head, of course.
I like the ones where they do like, you know, Jim's Car Wash 500 today on ESPN. I mean, have you seen some of the sponsors now on these NASCAR races, Dennis?
Oh, it's all over the place.
It's getting crazy.
All over the place.
It's getting crazy. NASCAR is going downhill, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, you know, it needs to make some tweaks and changes. Had a real bad ratings book as well for the first half of the year. A lot of those numbers were down for Fox, which, you know, we could get to that. We can get to that now, Dennis. Are you as concerned about NASCAR as, you know, Rich makes it out to be?
I'm a little concerned because I've been reading some stuff about how the sponsorships, even like race sponsorships, are starting to be a little bit in question. And, you know, sponsorships for the drivers, maybe not as secure as they once were. And it's starting to get a little bit serious, I think, for the sport as a whole. And now you're seeing some of the well-known veteran drivers losing their rides to young guys. You know, Matt Kenseth is out of the 20 after this year, and Eric Jones, a 21-year-old guy, has taken over his spot. And it's a little bit of a changing of the guard for NASCAR, and I don't know if some of the long-standing sponsors want to be a real part of that changing of the guard.
WSET's Dennis Carter, presented by Trio Brick Oven Eatery and Forest, joins us here on the Sportsline. Yesterday, and it's an interview you can hear at Sportsline Radio on Facebook and Twitter, Steve Post of the Motor Racing Network stopped by, and one of the theories he brought up was connectivity between drivers and fans, which, you know, I know we've kind of noticed this. You know, back in the day, it was a lot easier to secure interviews with those guys, maybe see more of their personality. Even when you get them, it seems like there's less of that. What role do you believe that maybe the corporatization cookie cutter element has played in fan engagement or fan disengagement in NASCAR?
I think you kind of hit it on the head there. It's a little bit more difficult now to arrange, set up interviews. It seems like you have to go through a few more hoops. Whereas it used to be, you know, you could go by before a race, like maybe a practice day or something, and walk right up to these guys and say, hey, you know, have you got a few minutes to talk to me? And, you know, generally they would say yes. Now you kind of have to go through their representatives and, you know, PR people to line up an interview. for a particular time, and it just seems to be a lot more red tape to go through now than it used to be. And, you know, a lot of people aren't willing to go through that red tape.
New leadership coming in, too, is as well, a new president. What do you think of that move?
I don't really know much about this guy, to be honest. So I'm going to be anxious to see the things that, you know, he's going to be in charge of and what kind of changes, if any, he's going to make to the sport. So I really don't know that much about this guy, so I'm anxious to see what he's going to do, what he's going to try to implement.
Dennis Carter joining us here on the Sports Line, 442, just a couple minutes left, big Commonwealth Games weekend. Ed on the 5K Saturday, and he'll be on the air Sunday with the All-Star Baseball Championship game. And I know you had a chance to join him last year, maybe again this year?
I hope so, yeah. I'll definitely be over there on Sunday, probably for both games. The bronze medal game is at 9:30, I believe, in the morning, and then they have a little lunch break, and then the gold medal game probably around 12:30, right, Ed?
That's about the estimate of it. Stay tuned to ESPN Radio in Virginia. We'll have, you know, updates if that gets moved up or moved back, and obviously ESPN Radio in Virginia on Facebook and ESPN INVA on Twitter. But yeah, 12:30 is the estimated start time for the gold medal game for baseball on Sunday.
Ed, is it correct to label you as one of the pre-race favorites in the 5K tomorrow morning?
That's a stretch. I've already written, you know, Jeff Harrington is the morning line favorite right now. He's been all week leading up to this.
Oh, the morning line, that's another station.
Yeah, well, you know, it was once a good show, at least, Rich, back in the day. But, you know, he's a favorite. You know, if, you know, Jordan Price, who ran at Virginia Tech a while back, runs, he'll be right up there as well. I mean, those are probably your two easiest favorites if they're in this event tomorrow.
The race begins at 8, Ed?
8 a.m., yes, sir.
Where does it start?
Starts at the Vine Center, and it's not totally an out and back. You go up towards the football stadium, to Williams Stadium. You hook a right, go over the bridge. You hang another right back toward the intramural parking lots with the intramural fields. And then you loop back around near the airport and then weave your way back. Go through the tunnel, actually, by
TMI.
The way. By the way, no.
Fast forward.
Rich, nope. Dennis asked.
Dennis asked where it started. You're
okay.
Giving him the whole thing.
Well, then fine. I'll just finish it off. I'm almost there now. And then you go back under the tunnel and then you finish.
Rich, are you going to come out and cheer Ed on tomorrow morning?
No,
absolutely.
I'm
going to
watch on Channel 13.
For blowout the budget coverage?
Blowout the budget coverage, maybe 13.1, 13.2, one of the digital channels.
I'll have to talk to him about that.
That'd be great.
Rich wants Ed Cam.
Yeah. What are those things you wear? What are they called?
GoPro, is
yeah,
that
Yeah, GoPro.
Yeah. We could
might weigh me down.
To the top of your head, Ed.
That's
might weigh me down. You know, I've already got a big head.
Maybe it'll pull him forward across the finish line and he can win.
He could cut off a few seconds,
right,
and maybe it would mean the difference between a fifth place and a first place finish, Ed.
Who knows?
No pressure.
Big expectations.
They are. They're lofty and high for this one.
Dennis, what's the one thing this weekend you're most looking forward to?
Ed and the 5K tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to change my plans. I want to be there. I want to be there to see Ed tomorrow morning.
He's never won a race. And we're pulling for him. We want this to be the one.
Yep. I'm serious. I'm going to come out there and see you tomorrow morning, Ed.
See, Dennis is a better friend than I am.
Oh, we know that.
I'm sleeping in.
Rich, some friend that you are.
I have no kids this weekend. I have this chance to sleep in, you know? I love you, Ed.
And
if
you had kids, your excuse would be, I got to be with my kids this weekend. It was going to be one built-in either way.
Right, either way. Either way. Just because you have no faith in yourself, so why would I waste my time?
Rich, you never know. You take it one step at a time, 1 mile at a time.
You tell me you're going to win, and I'm going to be there.
I don't make guarantees like that.
Rich will be cheering you on in spirit, Ed. I know he will.
See, I gave him that opening, Dennis, and he passed on it.
Rich, you never know. I mean, you know, we're going out there. We're going to give it our best effort. We're going to execute. We're going to try to run a smart race. Can I come up with any more cliches here? We're going to take it one step at a time. Then we got a loaded field. Very, very, a bunch of talented runners out there. We got to have respect for them all.
Oh. That's all we're going to get, Dennis. That's all we're going
to
get.
Oh, it's going to be good. That's the thing I'm looking forward to this weekend. And also the baseball, the Commonwealth Games baseball. That'll be good on Sunday. So, yeah, those are the things. But Ed running in the 5K definitely got my interest.
Dennis, thank you, man. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up soon.
Catch some sleep tomorrow morning.
I'm gonna.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Dennis. I'm gonna sleep till 8:18, and you'll already be done, right? Because you're gonna break that 18-minute 5K.
Rich, we're about to find out.
Oh boy! All right, quick break. Coming back. Got so much more. Stay tuned.